It is your Southampton interview with Dan, Neil and Sean after Liverpool won 3-0. The LFC, what about them? I think, Neil, we'll start with the lineup, and it was probably one of the most debated in recent times, to be honest, in an understated way. We end up with the main headlines of Kumas being in from the off and Gomez in at six, which there was a few murmurs of before around certain quarters, as probably the biggest talking points for Liverpool. It is make do and mend, we know that. It is the manager basically being quite coy now, which I think you can take in a couple of ways around player availability. But we talk a lot about maybe the advice they get, the, you know, the medical department versus the coaching staff, if you like. And it just feels like he's put a few eggs into baskets of Saturday in terms of maybe letting this one be a bit more of a risk, in that he might be able to get a couple back for the bench on Saturday or even from the off. You never know. Southampton, Russell Martin's adamant they'll play their way, which is, we go to see, is a narrow 4-3-3. They've got men committed to attacking on transitions and overloads, and also you see them really sort of creating a way in which they can lay some traps for Liverpool, I think. And there's, you know, there's also some intensity and rotation questions from them, which is a talking point pre-game, and there's just a lot in there, isn't there, when both the teams land?
There is a lot in there for both sides. I think it's worth just sort of pointing out with them that they are making a ton of changes. They don't go too far away from what we do, which is they back the centre-halves. Now, we back our two centre-halves across 45-45, but Bednarak and Stephen started the last league game for them. So they back the centre-halves, which is sort of what we've done. And you go from there, and then he does make really quite wholesale changes, and I think that's important in the context. I'm all in favour of getting carried away. I want to be crystal clear. Do get carried away. But it is then in front of that, it's a different goalkeeper behind them, and it is, you know, eight changes around those two centre-halves, which I think is testament then to what they go and do.